A telemarketer called. He said, "Could you see yourself making more money?" I said, "Actually, no. God has provided for our every need. We're so thankful. We have no debt, and we even have enough money to give some away." The poor guy hung up on me.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Contentment is the salesman's worst nightmare. I'd love to tell you that I am always content, but my wife listens to this program and she will not let me tell a lie. A friend says, if you can't get what you like what you get. Well, I know he's right, but one morning my son said, "Dad, look." He showed me a full-page ad from the newspaper for a TV the size of a yacht. "Dad, $26, we can buy it, right?" I wanted that TV, but I had to say, "Read the little print below the big print. That's $26 a month until the year 2341. And I was right. We are teaching our kids to want what others have, to measure success by stuff, to mortgage their future so they can have it all now. Canadians are now number one in household debt. Most weekends, my wife and I fly into some North American city and look down at the massive houses. I think I know why we build them so big now, because we're having so many kids. Maybe not. 50 years ago, the average couple had 27 children, give or take a few dozen. They had to issue name tags, but not anymore. The average couple now has 1.6 children. Have you seen a 0.6 child? My daughter points at my son and says, "Him, he's the 0.6. You know, we need bigger houses because we need more room for our stuff. We have become stuffaholics. We have more shopping malls than high schools now. Every year, advertisers spend billions convincing us that we are miserable. You poor thing. You do not have a water filter for your cat dish. How do you live with yourself? Well, what's next? A nose trimmer for your gerbil? I prefer the old ads. This was in a newspaper years ago. Used cars. Why go elsewhere to be cheated? Come here first. For sale. Nordic Track. Exercise machine. Barely used. Call Chubby at this number. Discontent makes rich people poor and poor people rich. Here's the choice we all must make. Store up for ourselves treasures on earth where they need fixing, storing, insuring, painting, maintaining, rust-proofing, and constant attention. Or follow Jesus' advice in Matthew 6:20 and store up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal, and where nothing needs Botox. If you've chosen correctly, here are a few practical ideas to start you down the right road. Number one, get some exercise. Take a child by the hand and go out for a walk and make sure it's your child. And with exercise, be careful. My mother started walking a mile a day when she was 68 and she's 85 now. We don't know where she is. Number two, if you're in debt, pour lighter fluid on your credit cards. Use cash for all your purchases. Make a budget. Number three, support your church and needy people. Do something extravagant. Throw a Thanksgiving party any day of the year. Number four, put memories ahead of money. Micah 6:8 asks, "What does the Lord require of you?" Then it answers this way, that you act justly, that you love money. That you love mercy, that you walk humbly with your God. Are you a merciful person, passing God's grace along to others and encouraging them? Invest in that which outlasts you. Forget that nose trimmer for your gerbil. Choose what advertisers can't sell you, the peace of an uncluttered life. And when you notice that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, remind yourself that his water bill is a lot higher than yours and that he has to cut it more often.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across the U.S. and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're prayerfully looking to raise $125,000 by June 30th. Give today at laughagain.us or call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.